Today on the Interlochen Collection, we revisit a concert from May 1977 when the esteemed choral conductor Greg Smith led the Interlochen Arts Academy student ensembles in a concert of American music, featuring choral pieces by William Billings, Stephen Foster, Charles Ives, and Greg Smith himself. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Conductor Greg Smith founded the Greg Smith Singers in the 1950s. They, and he, specialized in choral music of the United States at a time when, frankly, not many people or ensembles were doing that. Greg Smith visited Interlochen in May of 1977 to work with Arts Academy students on a program of American choral music. His visit was less than 6 months after the end of the United States Bicentennial year. The Bicentennial and its meaning for American music was still very much on his mind.
I think that one of our hopes is that because we need so much to establish our own national consciousness about our historic music, that the Bicentennial year must be extended and continued and continued.
Smith was particularly concerned about the growth of a uniquely American music because he felt that the United States wasn't exactly supportive of its own musicians.
I don't know of any country which supports its own music, its own composers, less than the United States, and yet the paradox is that today we may be creating the finest group of young composers of any country in the world.
To this end, Greg Smith made it a priority to present works of American composers with the ensembles that he led. On this particular concert at Interlochen, he and the Arts Academy Chorale began with four songs by the late 18th century American composer William Billings.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
As the apple tree among the trees of old,
so is my beloved among the sons.
So is my beloved among the sons.
I sat down,
banqueting house, his banner over me was love.
He brought me to the banqueting house, his banner over me was love.
See me with flagons
of forgiving apples, for I am sick.
For I am sick.
For I am sick.
You stir not up,
that you stir not up,
that you stir not up,
that you stir not up, nor away.
Upon the mountains, skipping,
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 leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
My beloved spake
and said unto me,
rise up,
rise up.
Four songs by the late 18th century American composer William Billings. Music from a concert that took place in May of 1977. Conductor Greg Smith led the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorale. The program then moved into the American 19th century. As Smith explained, even though opera and other European styles of music were popular in American cities along the East Coast in the 1800s, he found the most beauty and originality in the religious songs that were first published in the Sacred Harp and similar collections.
But I think some of the finest music that developed was that of the South and West frontiers, what would be now Tennessee, Alabama, and in the West, Michigan, among other states. It was a curious music that grew up. It had its heritage in the New England music of Billings and others, and then it coupled with the beautiful folk songs of those regions, what we call Southern folk hymnody. One of the most extraordinary collections that still exists today is the Sacred Harp.
Greg Smith then led the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorale in three songs from the Sacred Harp.
Oh, teach us and taste us the arts, when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospects, sweet birds, and sweet flowers have lost all their sweetness to me, have lost all their sweetness to me. Oh,
tedious and tasteless the hours when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospects, sweet birds, and sweet flowers have lost all their sweetness to me. Have lost all their sweetness.
Then will I tell to sinners round what our dear Savior I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Lord, glad I come, and the blessed Lamb shall take me to thee whose I am. Nothing but sin have I to give, nothing but love shall I receive.
I'm on my journey home to the New Jerusalem,
to the New Jerusalem.
I'm on my journey home to the New Jerusalem. So fare you well, so fare you well, so fare you well. I am going home.
We heard soloist Virginia Hammer, Rebecca Russell, Ronald Smith, and Kevin Cole, along with the Interlochen Arts Academy Chorale, in three songs from the Sacred Harp. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken's Center for the Arts. On the program, we're revisiting a concert from May of 1977, led by guest conductor Greg Smith, one of the leading figures in American choral music at the time. In this trip through the choral music of the United States, Smith reminded the audience about another important figure in American music from the middle of the 19th century, Stephen Foster. In this performance, the Interlaken Arts Academy students replicated how the music would have been sung in Foster's time, the first song with a solo quartet, and the second song accompanied by a guitar.
Come where my love lies dreaming, dreaming the happy hours away, in visions bright redeeming the fleeting joys of day. Come where
some Some folks fear to smile, some folks do, some folks do. Others laugh through guile, but that's not me nor you.
Long live the merry heart that lasts by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say. Long live the merry heart that lasts by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say.
Some folks get gray hairs, some folks do, brooding over their cares, but that's not me nor you.
Long live the merry heart, that's my night and day, with the queen of earth, no matter what some folks say.
Some folks do, some folks do, to buy themselves a grave, but that's not me nor you.
Long live the merry heart that lasts by night and day, like the queen of earth, no matter what some folks say.
Long live the merry heart that lasts by night and day, like the queen of earth, no matter what some folks say.
We heard two songs by Stephen Foster, Some Folks Do, and before that, Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming. The soloists were Ann Hunter, Deborah Lean, Keenan Kelly, and Bruce Connor. And the guitarist was Jeffrey Dalton. Guest conductor Greg Smith led them, and members of the Interlochen Arts Academy Chorale, in that performance from May of 1977. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. The concert then turned toward the late 19th century in American music, specifically the works of Charles Ives. As Greg Smith pointed out, Ives might be considered a leading composer of 20th century American music, but his roots were firmly planted in the 19th century.
But I think we have to also note that his heritage was 19th century America. Many people don't quite still recognize how much those too often familiar quotations play as such a part of Ives' musical life, because they came out of his own young existence. And that existence was post-Civil War America, with the Civil War and its melodies permeating American fabric for so many years.
Smith then led the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir in two early works by Charles Ives, one more conservative and one a bit closer to the Ivesian sound that you might expect. The first is Crossing the Bar.
Oh,
Greg Smith then explained to the audience that the next Ives song, a setting of Psalm 67, has the polytonality that is characteristic of many pieces by Charles Ives. He asked the choir to demonstrate before they performed the piece.
Each group, the women sing in one key, the men in another. And in fact, we'd kind of like to let you hear the result of the independent parts. So we're going to, first of all, let you hear a little bit of the women's chorus. They sing their section, except for the middle, all the time in C major. We'll give you a little bit of that C major now. Singing in G minor.
God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
I can't think of any sound that I would want to hear for the word God any more than the sound of these two choirs together. In fact, I'd like to just for a moment hear the first chord. Again, let's hear the ladies.
God.
And let's hear the gentleman in G minor.
God.
And one more time, ladies.
God.
And gentlemen.
God.
And now the sound together.
A setting of Psalm 67 by the American composer Charles Ives, performed in May of 1977 by by the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir under the direction of guest conductor Greg Smith. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. After an intermission, the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra joined the choir on stage for the rest of the concert. In this program of music of the American past and present, Greg Smith then led the student musicians in a work by a living American composer, none other than himself. Here they are with his four Concord chorales, Greg Smith's settings of text by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Thank you.
Greg Smith leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir with his four Concord chorales, Greg Smith's own setting of texts by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Music from a concert that took place in May of 1977, right here at Interlaken. Last but not least on the program, Greg Smith and the Interlaken student musicians returned to the music of Charles Ives. As Smith explained before their performance of The Circus Band, they tried to stay true to Ives' aesthetic by scattering the musicians around Corson Auditorium.
You're going to hear a French horn group joined by a fraternity chorus in back who will sing the old Yale DKE song. I think that's Delta Kappa Epsilon, but I'm not sure. At another place, we're going to have a piccolo. She'll get there eventually. And they're going to play Riding Down from Bangor on the Midnight Train. Kevin Cole will be the soloist, and he's going to come right out in the audience. We really want to follow Ives' principles by taking these extraneous ideas and not throw them into the orchestra. They become part of a huge aura of sound, but rather separate them. Ives was a great one for belief in separation of sound. So we're going to have the fraternity in back, the French horns here, the piccolos and flutes there. We're going to have a trumpet solo over in the corner, and somewhere lurking in the audience is Kevin Cole. Now, I really don't want to give away Kevin's punchline, but you might not hear it. We don't want you to miss, because as he sings Riding Down from Bangor on the Midnight Train, he then enters into the line, I had a horse we called Napoleon, all on account of his bony parts.
Oh,
Greg Smith, leading students at Interlochen Arts Academy in The Circus Band by Charles Ives. The program ended with one more work by Charles Ives, They Are There. As the musicians got themselves situated on stage, Greg Smith gave an overview for the audience of what they were about to hear.
If you think you heard more than about six melodies in Circus Band, wait till you hear They Are There. This is one of those wonderful pieces which just has about every good old song, American song, that you can imagine. Yankee Doodle, Star Spangled Banner, Columbia Gem of the Ocean. Where they occur, we don't want to tell you, but we do want to tell you that they occur not as only as the choir sings various phrases that come in and out from old songs, tending on the old campground, marching through Georgia, but a whole wind choir in back, which plays a marvelous obbligato. And every once in a while, you hear some trombones going at it, some trumpets. Well, it's the whole thing wrapped into one.
The Interlochen Arts Academy Choir and Orchestra with music of Charles Ives. We heard They Are There from a May 1977 performance that was led by guest conductor Greg Smith. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis and Eileen Ganter provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.